One second. We have to restart.
Start. It's probably being broadcast.
Okay. This is Donetta Davidson, and what we're going to do next is review the Uniform Voting Systems Pilot Election for the Supervisor Judge Evaluation Form. So as I review this form, and I don't know if others did, I have asked each individual entity that is testing, county that is testing equipment, if they are going to set up, or are they going to have the judges set up the election and have the machine set up in the BSPCs. In all of the instances, the individuals are going to set up, the counties themselves are going to have the equipment set up for the judges, and it will be ready for them to do a zero print on their machine, each one of the machines. So on the first portion of this form, I really thought that we should take those questions off. When you get to setting up and opening, take out anything that doesn't apply on setting it up. If there's a question there talking about the opening, then I think that that should be, I mean, you know, obviously when they open it, the zero tape, if that's on there, and nope, it's not there. So I think that area clear through 12 ought to be taken off, number 4 through 12.
Yeah, we, this is Dwight. When we initially drafted this form, it was before we knew the county's exact procedures. We did confirm with them when we were getting their election events that each county plans to set up and tear down the VSPCs. And I think Donetta's suggestion is a good one, and I don't think we should make this form any longer than it needs to be for those judges. So I would second her motion. So basically it's to delete from this form questions 4 through 12, and then the same thing with the teardown.
Correct.
Which would be,
a 25. Through 35, no.
No, I think it's 25
to 30.
Yeah. And yeah, I just don't think under these special circumstances, the supervisor judges are going to be able to give us much information on those.
I think this is more for the election officials setting it up.
Yep.
And, you know, that's where I would like to see their opinion of the equipment setting it up and tearing it down.
So why don't we do this? With the committee's okay, what I can do is take out these questions and just put them into a county setup and teardown form, and we'll ask the counties to provide us that information rather than the supervisor judges. Does that sound all right?
That's perfect, I think, for me. Before we vote on the form, there's one other suggestion I have.
Mm-hmm.
Number 24, it reads, did you have to call a county election department or vendor hotline during the election because of voting problems? I think it should be read because of voting problems with the equipment.
With the voting system.
Voting system, that's fine. That's good. Because I mean, you've got names left off of a list or something like that, and we don't want them recording that. Does that make sense to other people?
Makes sense to me.
Well, hi, this is Connie, and the only other thought I had is there's going to be a good chance that the vendors are already on site. I would think that, you know, they're going to have representatives there the whole time. So maybe we just need to expand that instead of did you have to call or did you contact your...
Did you ask?
Did you ask? Did you have to ask your vendor for additional assistance?
This is Steve. Again, kind of in lines with what your comments are right now, I don't really think there's going to be an election. You're going to have the vendor always out there. So even in this piloting here, it's the supervisor we're talking about. We're not talking about the staff because this is the section dealing with the election poll worker, right? So I don't think we need to put vendor hotline in there. That's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't quite imagine the staff at a VSPC knowing the hotline to a vendor. That would be only at the county location that would have that type of a number.
So why don't we just change it to, did you have to ask the county elections department or the vendor during the election about a problem with the voting system or a component of the voting system?
Again, I just don't think the vendor should be included there because I think it's the county that's going to be talking to the vendor, not the poll worker, right?
Steve, these vendors are going to have, some of them in some counties are going to have vendors, vendor representatives on site.
Okay.
So it may in some circumstances actually be between the supervisor judge and directly with the vendor's representative. In some cases, it may be escalated to the home office of the county. We don't know.
Okay.
There's, excuse me, the way I understand it, in, well, one county, they only have one VSPC, and that's in the county office. So a vendor probably is on site. Okay. In a large county as Denver, they probably won't cover all the VSPCs because they've got several out in the community.
Seven.
So with those two changes, does anybody else have any changes they think needs to be made? Go right ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is Jennifer. I was going to suggest a question about the judge's training. And I know we've received a lot of notice throughout the nation about training being not adequate for judges so that they're familiar enough with using the equipment that's accessible. And so people that come to the polling centers might want to use the equipment, but the judge doesn't really know how to use it. So I'm just wondering how we can make a question that might address that.
So first of all, it's a good point and it's something we haven't captured here. I think we should ask the supervisor judges about the adequacy of the training in terms of their understanding the way all the components of the system work together. And then I think we should ask an additional question specifically about the adequacy of the training regarding the accessibility features of the system.
Okay.
Like, do they, after that training, do they feel confident that they understand those features and can assist voters in understanding those features?
This is Donetta. I agree with you. I think that those questions should be asked. I don't think we really should evaluate the system on how well the judges did because that's a separate area. The counties, did they fall down or did the vendor fall down? You see what I'm saying? Because we're to really assess the equipment, I think it's a great idea because we need to know whether there's issues there of the judges having, because I think the county would like to know.
So I guess I was assuming that the training is based specifically on each piece of equipment, like whoever is selling the equipment has a training that they provide, and so that would be kind of on that vendor.
So it's not necessarily the case when it comes down to the election judges. I know that some of these providers are actually having their representatives attend the judges' training. Some of these providers are having their representatives train county staff who then trains supervisor judges. And obviously something may get lost in the translation there, which I think is what Donetta is getting to. So why don't we ask the question? Because I think one aspect of this is how good is the vendor's training? Maybe not how good is the county's training, but how good is the vendor's training? So we can ask them, Did you attend a training session with a provider representative? If so, grade the sufficiency of the training overall, and if so, grade the sufficiency of the training on the accessibility features of the system. Okay. So it'd be like three kind of new questions. Does this sound all right?
Just check. Chuck Rorman, El Paso County. Have we thoroughly communicated to the various counties the importance of all these forms to fill out to be as diligent and detailed as possible?
Yes, we have, and we have also included that in it's frankly included in the global conditions of use. They clearly understand that this entire state is really relying on their feedback. So I believe we have clearly communicated that to them, Chuck.
All right, very good.
Chuck, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, so subject to those modifications, can we maybe entertain a motion and a second on approving this supervisor form?
Okay, entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation of the supervisor evaluation form with the amendments that were made of removing the sections that were referred to. And with that, make motion to approve.
This is Connie, and I would like to second that.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, the motion passes. So, Dwight, we can make amendments and submit accordingly to the folks that need that form.
Thank you.
So we will amend this form accordingly. We'll post it on the website and provide it to the counties, the pilot counties, and that this really needs to happen today. So, and I think that concludes all of our business for today, unless there are any comments, questions, or concerns from members of the committee that we haven't covered.
This is Steve again. I just have a question. I just want to know if there's been any changes with the calendaring of scheduling with election judges in the piloting counties.
We have gotten some updates from some of the pilot counties on the exact dates of their post-election audits, the statutory audits, which we did not have before. And I know Mesa County gave us a recent update on dates for their hardware diagnostic testing. So, Eddie, if we can just update kind of the global calendar and circulate it to all members of the committee and put it up on the website as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie. So seeing, Donetta, yes?
Next meeting is Friday at 9:30.
Thank you. So, yes, so basically, just to wrap that up, we're going to schedule meetings of this committee for every Friday going forward. We are not going to publicly notice those meetings until we're certain they're going to occur. So at this point, the next meeting is a week from today at 9:30 in this conference room, the Aspen conference room. And then I have confirmed with all of the vendors that the November 13th date for the full day, that is going to work, so please plan on that, and we will definitely notice that fairly quickly here.
And that will start at 9:30?
That's the one exception. That's going to start at 9, and we'll do 60 minutes for a provider presentation, 30 minutes for questions from the committee to that provider, take a 15-minute break, go on to the next.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, seeing no further business, we're adjourned 10 till 2.